This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livis. U.S. lawmakers will travel to the state of New Mexico this week as they search for answers about how a 7-year-old Guatemalan girl died while in U.S. custody. Kirsten Nielsen heads U.S. Homeland Security and explains why it took so long to get her to the hospital.
They were about 90 miles away from where we could process them. They came in such a large crowd that it took our Border Patrol folks a couple times to get them all. We gave immediate care. We'll continue to look into the situation. But again, I cannot stress how dangerous this journey is when migrants choose to come here illegally.
The young girl died of what medical officials initially determined as sepsis shock. Symptoms include extremes in body temperature, lethargy, and restlessness. Official accounts indicate the girl received a quick assessment, but it took many hours for her to be transported to the hospital. Officials from around the world have agreed upon a set of rules to govern the 2015 Paris Climate Accord after 2 weeks of UN climate talks in Poland. Chairman Michał Kurteka said delegates have more to do.
As the president, I am determined to see this deal through to adoption. It is your work. It is your achievement. It is something the world has been waiting for.
President Trump has said the United States will pull out of the Paris Accord. However, that cannot take effect before November of 2020. The U.S. military says it has killed 8 members of the Al-Shabaab extremist group with an airstrike near Somalia's capital. No civilians were involved. The U.S. says it welcomes actions Pakistan is taking to promote a negotiated solution to the war in neighboring Afghanistan. This acknowledgment came a day after Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan announced his country has arranged a next round of Washington peace talks with the Afghan Taliban scheduled for Monday. This is VOA News. For the fifth straight week, French protesters rallied against the high cost of living, although demonstrations were more subdued over the weekend, partly due to concessions made by President Emmanuel Macron last week. Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports.
Police battled another wave of discontent with tear gas and water cannon as scuffles broke out in Paris. Government cuts, tax hikes, and the cost of living continue to ignite tensions across the country. And topless activists from feminist group Femen also joined the protests, facing off with security forces just steps away from the Élysée Palace. But authorities have noticed a drastic drop in turnout, with around 33,500 protesters counted in France so far, compared to 77,000 around the same time last week.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. Ranil Wickramasinghe has been reinstated as Prime Minister of Sri Lanka. Mahinda Rajapaksa, the country's former president, had replaced him not long ago, but Rajapaksa resigned on Friday. He had been unable to win a necessary vote of confidence in parliament to function as prime minister. President Trump has announced his scandal-plagued Interior Department Secretary Ryan Zinke will leave his administration at the end of the year. AP's Ben Thomas is following this story.
The former Republican congressman from Montana has been dogged by ethics probes, including one centered on a Montana land deal involving a foundation he created and the chairman of an energy services company that does business with the Interior Department. Investigators are also reviewing Zinke's decision to block two tribes from opening a casino in Connecticut and his redrawing of boundaries to shrink a Utah national monument. The Interior Department's internal watchdog has referred an investigation of Zinke to the Justice Department. Zinke has denied wrongdoing. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Thousands of volunteers participated in the annual holiday tradition of placing wreaths at more than 250,000 headstones at Arlington National Cemetery outside Washington. The event honors soldiers who served and died for the country. It's coordinated by a group called Wreaths Across America. President Trump was there and said the volunteers do a great job. Alarmed by the growing popularity of rap music among Russian youth, President Vladimir Putin wants cultural leaders to devise a means of controlling rather than banning the popular music. Last month, a rapper known as Husky, whose videos have gotten more than 6 million views on YouTube, was arrested after he staged an impromptu performance when his show was shut down in a southern Russian city. Other artists have been affected as well, with many canceling concerts there. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.